Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Sunday morning. Time for some personal development Sundays. Hey, it's also Father's Day, so wishing all the daddies out there, the comfort-killing daddies, a happy Father's Day. Many more to you. Keep doing the damn thing, okay? I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and I just want to give you a PD Sunday talking about always be upgrading, always be learning, always be doing. So this is the basis and the foundation behind Personal Development Sundays. Now, it takes me, like, I was down in St. Petersburg. I kept calling it St. Pete's. There's an actual St. Pete's. I'm surprised no one said, hey, stay, come on. It's St. Petersburg, not St. Pete's. But I was down in St. Petersburg, and I had the opportunity, of course, you know, to sit, speak, and interview Kevin Harrington. And one of the things that I loved about Kevin Harrington and always love is that when I read stuff about him, it's always like, yo, he goes to like 30-some-odd trade shows in a month, you know, and he's just continuously going. And one of the questions that I asked him was, you know, if there's someone that doesn't know, like they want to be an entrepreneur, they're an entrepreneur already, or they're just starting out, and they don't have the slightest clue about what products to sell, what market to get into, because there's a vast and stark difference between someone's passion and what's really going to work. Okay, so do you follow, and I always ask this question, do you follow the passion? Do you follow the money? Well, Kevin had something very interesting to say. He said, you know what? This is why I go to 30 some odd, even more trade shows. This is why I go into conferences. This is why I go meet and do about 3 to 4 different things a day. And, you know, he gave us a story. He says, you know what? I have my mail person, my regular mail person that comes in. And just the other day, she saw me and she said, hey, listen, you must have been away. And he says, why do you say that? And she's like, well, there's 4 to 5, or was it the UPS? I think it was the UPS guy or gal. And it must have been a way because, you know, you have 4 to 5, newspapers over there. There's like 5 of them. So you must have been away, Kev. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm not away. I was here. I get 4 to 5 a day. Or in a week or whatever day, because I subscribe to all these different market trade magazines. So I could always keep my knowledge up. I could always know where to go next, to always remain innovative, to always remain nimble, and to always remain adaptable and flexible when it comes to business. So in terms of that, I sat back and I was like, wow, you know, are we keeping up with the industry that we're in now? Are we knowing the new technologies? Are we knowing the new troubles, the new pain points, the new concerns, the new, the new markets, whatever it is? Are we keeping up with what's going on? Now, it brings back to me, and I always put things back in perspective, like, hey, listen, you know, I don't subscribe to the news anymore. It's all bad news. But there's things that I could subscribe to. So I'm, you know, Business Insider is something that I do, you know, when I'm in the restroom. Sorry to be so graphic, but, you know, that's what I go on. I go on to Business Insider. I had an app. It was like some tech news things. Now I think I got to bring that back. You know, in a spare time, what are you doing to increase your knowledge? Reading articles, doing, reading newsletters, reading trade-specific magazines, because the market is always moving. So if we remain stagnant, and this goes for any type of personal development, you know, today and any other day, if we remain stagnant, we're always going to lose. If you're in a shark tank, right, and the fish that remains stagnant, the fish that does not want to move and be nimble and go, guess what? that fish gets eaten, it dies, okay? So your lifespan depends on how willing you are to immerse yourself in the knowledge. And even if, go ahead, get another trade magazine. See what's going on in another market. Have your ears and eyes open. Always be ready. Always be interested. And it brings me to another story with my my production team member, Parshel. And Parshel is the owner and founder of Fresh Level Pro. And she does amazing work with the Comfort Killers. And, you know, one time, you know, we're talking about, you know, going to trade shows. And I've been to a few when I was in the clothing brand industry. I went to a couple of trade shows. And these trade shows were specific to the clothing brand streetwear audience. So we could see, you know, what kind of inks is coming. Screen printers were there. And, you know, that's sublimination, screen printing the new way. And the different T-shirt companies were there. And, you know, manufacturers were there. Man, I should have went to China. Like, I'm thinking about it right now. I should have jumped on a jet, went to China, made a deal with the manufacturer. See, that's what the being nimble is all about. Like, okay, I see some things in a magazine, I'm stuck. Okay, I go to a trade show, I'm stuck. But here's what Parshel said. Parshel says, I went to a trade show, and she does video, you know. So she said, man, I paid good money to go to this trucking conference. And I was like, what the hell are you doing in a truckers, you know, conference? And she's like, man, I made some of my best money there. You know, and Kevin said the same thing. Hey, listen, I go there, I network, and I see what people are doing, and I see how my company could help, or partnerships could help. He's big on partnerships. So when we talk about expanding, and let's put it in terms of, let's say you don't have a business, all right? And you're always like, well, what's my passion? What's my passion? This is what you need to do. Get a couple trade magazines, you know, go online, read some articles, see what's happening in the market. See what the new things that are happening, because nothing ever stays the same. And we all know that. So that'll probably spice up your brain cells. It gets magnetic. And all of a sudden, you didn't know that you had an interest in golfing equipment because you love to golf and you let it go. Okay, so that always remain nimble, always remain fresh. Today's episode is always be upgrading, always be learning. And I think I had one there, but that's the basis of Personal Development Sunday. So I took key takeaways from both Kevin and Parshel from my production team. And I hope if you have some takeaways for me, I would love to hear them. You could send me a message online on your device. It just, you know, you could just, it's like a voicemail. Go to thecomfortkillers.com message, thecomfortkillers.com/message. Also, if you haven't picked up your free starter pack, okay, to join the Comfort Killers, and I know you've been listening, so why not just join? It's thecomfortkillers.com. Just check that out, thecomfortkillers.com. There's a video. See if that video talks to you. There's only a few of us that video relates to, and I want to see if it relates to you. If it does, you are a Comfort Killer. You need to sign up, join the bunch. We're all waiting for you, and welcome to the team. I am Stacey A. Cross. It's been a beautiful Sunday. Go out there and enjoy it. I'm actually going to go edit. If you don't have the group already, if you're not in the Facebook private Facebook group, all you have to do is go get the starter pack. We'll give you ways and instructions how to get into the group, because today I'm going live in that group. We're going to do some live editing and some live talking about this type of thing. So if you're interested, definitely jump on thecomfortkillers.com. If you want 24/7 radio from Comfort Killers, 24/7, I'm talking about, you wake up in the middle of the night and you need a little pump, press live. You know, just jump on thecomfortkillers.com, hit radio, it's a link, or you could just go specifically there to radio.thecomfortkillers.com, radio.thecomfortkillers.com, radio.thecomfortkillers.com. Listen, I am Stacey A. Cross. And there is no E in my name. Until next time, Comfort Killers.